This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
I was doing multi-panel works, and then because I was kind of placing them all together in one piece, essentially they're still one singular panel. So I was thinking, if there are gaps between them, what difference would it make in terms of experiencing the work? And it's almost like the gaps between the panels is where you can project meaning into it. It's quite liberating, it's quite democratic in a way, this format.
This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Hing. The last time Sean Lean was in the studio, it was back in 2015, when he interviewed on his exhibition Motherland, in which he shared his exploration on his cultural identity, his Chineseness, in the face of globalization, which often reads as westernization. Sean is holding a solo exhibition at Wheeling Contemporary, which opened this past Wednesday and will run till August 5th. On account of that exhibition called Motherland, what does being Chinese mean to you? You first responded then as, to be honest, at this point, I really don't know. And then you added that the notions about identity and culture are fluid. What are your thoughts about your Chineseness today?
Pretty much the same. I still don't know. And it's not a question that concerns me as much as it used to. I think it's the side effect of growing older and being more comfortable with myself. Yeah, I still don't know.
Are you able to step back and look at your works and say, oh, here it is appearing, there it is appearing, or when you say you don't know, it doesn't even occur to you to ask that question about your own works?
I generally tend not to look back at my previous work, you know. It invokes a sense of disgust, really. I don't like to look at my old...
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't tend to like psychoanalyze myself a little bit too much, unless I have to do a body of work based on that. So that's a subject that I haven't touched on. And yeah, I just don't really have a good reason to look back.
We look at this current exhibition. How does identity and culture now informs this exhibition titled Three?
Well, Three is not so much tied down to a specific theme or the specific narrative. It's more about the format of triptychs. So that's really the only common thread among all the works here.
Which reminds me, something you also said at the 2015 interview. You said that form is not what you're concerned with. So is form now the concern in this exhibition?
Absolutely, absolutely. Everything is fluid. You know, I'm not the person that I was like 3-4 years ago, because I always try to do new things. In a sense, in order to achieve that, you kind of have to abandon whatever you picked up at any point in your life. So this one is almost, it's primarily technical. The theme is important, but the theme that I use are always things that, I mean, part of what I did about Chineseness, you can still see it in certain pieces in here, but they don't take center stage. You know, it is the format that I focus on for the series.
What is appealing about this format?
I started doing multi-panel works after Motherland. You know, I did a few pieces, more political work, because the image is fragmented, so I didn't want to do all the different stylistic fragments of the image in a single piece of canvas. So I started doing multi-panel works then. And then for a while, I started thinking about what's the quintessential multi-panel format. You know, triptychs came up, you know, because somehow the number three intrigued us like throughout centuries. It's something mythical or
magical
even, yes. And it's very much rooted in religion as well. So it acts as sort of an echo chamber of a single message. It's like, through repetition, the message itself gets stronger. And so I started this journey as a point to investigate why is that.
Is the form Asian, or is this something Asia has borrowed? Because the word itself comes from the Greeks.
I'm not sure how connected ancient Chinese, China is to the Western world. Honestly, the history of it, I didn't delve into as much as maybe I should. But the intriguing part for me is the dynamics or the relationship between the panels. Even without its historical context, that in itself, it's very interesting for me. So that's part of what I play with, is the relationship and the dynamics of between the physically separated panels. And that's never happened to me, you know, because I've always been painting like a one big single panel works, like masterpieces.
What does it offer then, doing three works but treating them as one in a triptych, as opposed to doing, in essence, three works? If I were to take one of the triptychs and just reframe them and put them on three different walls, even separate them, how would it be different?
It'll be completely different. It'll be taken out of its context. You can definitely do that. There's no problem with you doing that, but it will mean different things, definitely. Because it's envisioned as a single piece of work, even though it's three panels. So they are three separate parts of one single work. And they have relationships that are sort of anchored in terms of the composition of them being placed side by side. So they can be viewed as single panel works, but it would mean very different things if you do that.
So far we've talked about the form of your work. Mm-hmm. And the very fact that you say if we break up the form, we break up what the work is. In my understanding then, it is not just the form. The form and the content go together. Regardless of what your focus is, this time you are playing with the form. In your works, what ideas are you exploring?
The relationship between the panels. Because if you imagine a spectrum and you have one piece of the panel representing one extreme and the other one the other extreme, and then you have the third piece where you can either tilt it to one side or the other side of the argument, so to speak, or you can have it to harmonize the whole three pieces, or you can even have it to undermine whatever argument that is established. So those are the plays that I focus on. But in terms of the themes, those are almost secondary that I can just... I mean, it's not that they're not important, you know.
You can tell from my face I was going to ask you.
No, it's not that they're not important. It's just that it's not really the focus here. You know, these are themes that concerns me ever since I started making art. You know, I have pieces about my relationship with my dad, which somehow comes up again and again. I don't know why. Maybe I don't want to know why.
Oedipal complex.
Maybe. And you have, like, Chineseness, culture, and you have religion and politics and all that. It's just that I kind of established this framework as, like, a fertile ground where I can just throw ideas at it and see what grows out of it. And that part is more exciting to me as kind of envisioning a final image where I just execute working towards that very singular and narrow point. Yeah.
As an artist, you have had several exhibitions. I know you've already said you don't look back, but how have you evolved?
That's a conscious thing that I even try to achieve. I try to evolve in terms of materials, techniques, methods, formats, you know. But in terms of the narrative, I try not to stretch for that. I try not to do things that I don't already know. I try to research more about what I already know. But in terms of everything else, I try to do it differently every time. Maybe that's why people have a hard time kind of trying to follow my work. If you look back at my past series, they're all very different. And even this body of work, you know, every single panel are kind of approached differently in terms of technique. So the aesthetics is, you can see the differences. Yeah. So I do that because I get bored quite easily. So I try to challenge myself technically. And I try to even now, I try to extend outside of painting. You know, I started doing collage and started using digital prints. Just in every small little incremental way that I try to expand my painting practice.
How would you describe then your aesthetics? How do you...
It's difficult. Because I don't chase for style. You know, I think style is really a futile pursuit. I react to the canvas. I know that might sound a bit corny. I react to the subject matter that I'm painting. Maybe it's trying to relinquish control somehow, or the ego. I don't seek a certain style, but yet I do sometimes reference other painters or other artists as well. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
Looking to this exhibition, how did the idea of triptych, how did the ideas of the content of each work, how did this come about for you? What's your process?
Well, it is an impulse. It is an impulse because, like I said, I was doing multi-panel works. And then because I was kind of placing them all together in one piece, essentially there's still one singular panel. So I was thinking, if there are gaps between them, what difference would it make in terms of experiencing the work? And it's almost like the gaps between the panels is where you can project meaning into it. It's quite liberating. It's quite democratic in a way, this format.
When you say project meaning, then it's for the viewer to project.
Exactly. And I have no interest in kind of dictating meaning once I'm done with the work. While I'm doing it, I am the boss. But after I'm done, especially when it's hung for other people to view, I have no interest in dictating what should a certain piece of work mean to them. Yeah, very often a serious body of work started out as an impulse, and I like it after I do a few pieces. And if I can continue doing and kind of amass enough to kind of fill a gallery, then it's a body of work. So it was on an impulse that I started this, yeah.
Sean Lien, artist who is holding a solo exhibition at Wheeling Contemporary in the Gardens Mall. Coming up, we'll get him to talk about a couple of his works hanging there on the walls and also pose the question, how has GE14 changed him and those in his industry? This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. You are tuned to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng. A couple of days ago, I went up to Wheeling Contemporary, a private gallery in the Gardens Mall, to talk to Sean Lien, who is holding his third solo exhibition with the gallery. The exhibition is titled Three. While the finishing touches were being put on, the lights being adjusted, I got to talk to Sean, an artist who comes from and is based in Klang Selangor. In the first part of the interview, we talked about how the form, presenting his works in triptychs, contributes to meaning-making. We'll get him to talk to us about a couple of his works. But before that, GE14 was just a couple of months ago. And I assume some of these works started, or if all of these works started, before GE14. How has that event impacted you?
Well, it changed me not just as an artist. I think it changed most Malaysians' life, the way at least we view the Malaysian condition. And I was doing some political pieces before this, and it used to be subversive, you know. It used to be subversive. Now it's no longer. and it's sort of lost its intended effect.
The edge has been cut out of it.
Yes. And it's sort of morphed into this comedic pieces that, you know, it's the wrong prediction. But no, it did change my life. But I tell you what, I sort of expected it to be a little bit more dramatic. Like, I don't feel that much difference, you know. But it's such a seismic political change.
Of course.
And I think it will take a little bit more time for the effect to really reach, you know, the citizens and how we feel. But in terms of my practice, I think, especially next year, you will see a whole slew of political works. I think...
From you?
No, from the scene, you know, from the Malaysian art scene. I think it's only natural for artists to reflect the environment that they're working in. And yeah, personally, I've never been very much into political work, other than the small, tiny mini series that I did last year. But I don't know. We'll see. I don't consciously try to do political work because that GE14 happened. But we'll see. I'm not sure. I don't have any plans yet. Yeah.
Have you started anything for the next series?
Well, I think there's still a few triptychs in me. I'll do those, and I might revisit some of the older themes. I might revisit Motherland, and I do plan to expand my practice outside of painting. So I don't know, next year will be quite fresh, quite exciting for me. Yeah.
I want to walk around with you now and just talk about a few works for me. Let's start with Bang Bang. Maybe I can get you to describe for me rather than for me to describe it.
Okay, I'll try. So Bang Bang is a triptych. So the first panel is a child monk holding a toy gun, and in the posture that suggests that he's shooting the toy gun, and the word Bang Bang sort of graffitied over the image. Yeah. The middle panel is actually a section of a Sanskrit Buddhist poem about compassion, about not harming living beings. It's just words, and then I sort of highlight some of the words with orange instead of grey on in a black background to emulate the start of the shape of a cone of a gunfire that initiates from the toy gun.
The viewer does not see all the words, do they?
No, they don't, and it's not the point of it. As long as you can get the gist of what the poem is trying to express, you know, that's what I wanted to achieve.
Why the juxtaposition in the third triptych of monks as if they were in prayer?
Yes. Like most of the work, I try to create contrast, a sort of contrast. So you have the old monks meditating in a very serene state, and then you have this kid who was like full of life, full of vitality, and in a very aggressive posture. So I always try to establish some sort of contrast between the two panels. So, and then to have the middle panel kind of act as either a bridge or to even undermine the tension that is created. Again, the composition of the old monks meditating sort of continues the cone of the typography to continue the shape of the gunfire, essentially. That was the visual ideas. Yep.
I guess the rubber band holding things together suggests it's a toy gun.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
But nonetheless, to have a young monk holding a toy gun, there is a certain suggestion of violence. But at the same time, his youthfulness would allow us to maybe make an excuse for him.
Yeah, sure, sure. But his youthfulness is also, you can also assume that he doesn't really know what he's into in terms of monastic life as well. So, I mean, who put on this robe on him, and what was the motivation behind him joining essentially the ranks of the monks? His youthfulness can cut both ways, you know. You can say he's ignorant of what he's suggesting in terms of violence, and you can also say he's ignorant in actually what he's representing by wearing that robe.
We go from the global to the personal.
Right.
An older man, painted very white, to the sense that as if we're looking at somebody through heavily frosted glass.
Yes.
And then there is a middle panel of certificates framed interestingly because it's very dark.
It is a darkened glass with a white frame, white wooden frame. Yeah.
And then the final one of a younger person, but also very dark, as if like through a darkened glass.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. The first panel is essentially a portrait of my father. And then the second panels are mine certificates. These are original copies, by the way, if that matters.
And they'll get sold.
I photocopy them just in case. So, and then the third panel is essentially me. So the title of this is Self-Portrait. It's it speaks about my relationship with my father. And
And what does it say?
Okay.
It sounds like you're trying to avoid giving any commentary.
No. It's I suppose this is how I communicate with my father.
It's not about your education.
Through my achievements, in a sense. So I suppose he's a very traditional Chinese father. Doesn't talk much. He doesn't communicate much. And I think the way I try to get to him is through my academic achievements, you know, or lack thereof, you know. So to kind of get some sort of reaction, that's the kind of avenue that I had to try to get to him.
Has he seen these works?
This one, this particular one, no. But I've painted a portrait of him ever since in my first solo show. So he's always seen my work. I've yet to invite my family here, but I will do that before the opening.
he sits for you when you paint him, or you just take a photograph and then look at him occasionally to get what you want from it?
He will never sit for me for any length of time. No, this is from a photo of him. So this was actually, believe it or not, when he was much younger. Yeah, he's now almost 80.
Why are you painted so dark?
Actually, originally I was painting him dark. But it doesn't really matter whether... The whole thing about it is to try to obscure the image. Because shame is a big part of how I was brought up. It's like, I don't say it negatively. I mean, it's just a tool that he used.
You know? I think it's very much, being Chinese myself, I believe this is the way children are raised, that, you know, parents set a certain mark, and if you don't approach that mark, whether they say shame on you, you feel that pressure, and therefore the self-shaming occurs.
Yes, the fear of success is a much greater motivation than... The fear of failure, than the love for success. So shame is a big part of it. That's why every single panel is obscured in some way with the darkened glass. And whatever achievement I had, you know, I can show it to him, but I can never brag about it, you know, and because he would always put me down if I do that. So shame is a big part of it. So originally I was painting him black, and then the trepidation sort of kicked in. If I'm going to show him this. So if he's going to be obscure, I'd rather do it with white rather than black. So I sacrifice myself.
Thank you. Three is a solo exhibition by Sean Lean. It opened on Wednesday this week and will run through to Sunday, August 5th. The exhibition is being held at Wading Contemporary on the 6th floor of the Gardens Mall, and the admission hours are Tuesday to Sunday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Admission is free. This is Front Row on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Lim Soon Heng, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.